We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So just in time for Earth Day, we're joined by recycling expert Jenny Romer, who's out with a new book, Can I Recycle This? A Guide to Better Recycling and How to Reduce Single-Use Plastics. Now, we're taught from a young age that recycling is one of the ways we can reduce our impact on the environment. But I have to say, it's really disappointing to find out via your book that only 9% of all the plastics ever produced have been recycled. How can that possibly be true?
Well, the truth is that a lot of that single-use plastic really doesn't have a buyer. No one wants to buy it, and it's not really recyclable in the first place.
So do we know what percentage of recyclables that are collected are actually recycled?
I don't have an exact number for that. It really depends on where you are and what type of plastic you're talking about. But I spend a lot of time looking at what we call end markets for recycling. So whether there's a producer on the other end that wants to buy it. And so we've seen that some plastics are really worth a lot and there's a big demand for them. So for example, milk jugs, which is HDPE plastic resin number 2, those are worth about $1,000 a ton on the commodities market. And plastics number 3 through 7, which is the lower value plastic, those are only worth about -$20 a ton, which means you have to pay someone to take those away.
So why are most of the things that we think are recyclable really aren't?
So there are a couple of different things. One big thing is plastic resins. So the number 1 and number 2, kind of the lower the number of plastic resin. And the resin is the little number that's in the middle of the chasing arrow symbol on a lot of the plastic packaging. Those are generally higher value, and the higher numbers, number 3 through 7, are lower value. And so that's one thing, is what is it actually made of? Plastic isn't just one thing. What type of plastic is it? Another thing is the size. So smalls, that's kind of the industry term for small pieces of plastic. Those tend to be really difficult to recycle in the recycling machinery. So things like bottle caps that aren't attached to bottles, they tend to fall through the cracks in recycling machinery and aren't actually recycled. And then one other thing are tanglers. So things like plastic bags and other plastic films, those tend to get tangled in all of the moving parts of recycling machinery. And those don't actually get recycled. And they actually hinder the recycling for other more valuable products because they get wrapped around those products or they clog the machinery.
I'm glad you mentioned the little numbers in that triangle of arrows, because I was always under the impression that if a product was stamped with that, that meant you could recycle it. But that's not true, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's not true. And you thinking that that means that the product is going to be recycled is not a mistake. That's something that where the plastics industry has really spent a whole lot of money on lobbying and public relations to have people have that feeling that when they see that it's called a Mobius loop, the chasing arrow symbol, when they see that on a package, that package is going to be recycled, and to get a real warm, fuzzy feeling when they put that into their recycling bin. But in truth, that really just identifies what resin the product is made from.
If you're game, I'd like to run through a list of things and you can tell us if they're easily recyclable or not.
Sure.
Pizza boxes.
pizza boxes are recyclable for the most part, but you have to make sure that they aren't full of grease. So I have a little graphic in the book about what to do with your pizza box. If it doesn't have grease on it, if your liner was able to catch all the grease, then that's generally recyclable. But sometimes maybe you just have to rip off the box, the top of the box, which is clean, and recycle only the top. So it depends on the grease level.
What about the little plastic tables that come in the box?
Not recyclable. So that kind of falls into the small category of something that really isn't going to make it through the machinery at the recycling facility.
Other plastic takeout containers?
For the most part, not recyclable. The lower numbers are more likely to be recycled. So if you look at the chasing arrow symbol at the bottom of the container, if it's a number one, maybe that'll be recycled. They'll kind of get mixed in with the bottles and jugs that are also number ones. If it's a number six, pretty much no chance that it's going to actually be recycled into something else. But I would say follow your local jurisdiction's rules. They've made some calculations about what they want to accept, what kind of machinery they have, what kind of markets they have. So make sure to follow your local rules with that.
That leads to my next question, something like a peanut butter jar.
Peanut butter jar, probably, if it's made from, you know, from plastic, it's probably going to be number two or number five plastic. If your jurisdiction accepts it, spend the time, clean it out, put it into your bin. And it also might be glass. Glass is inert. I try to look for getting my peanut butter in glass jars.
And no reflection on your book, but are books recyclable?
Yes, it depends on the book. Hardcover books are not, the covers are not recyclable. So you'd have to kind of rip out the other pages. But I would say don't go to recycling first. Definitely try to go to reuse first. So, you know, donate to your local, or try to sell maybe to your local bookstore. Otherwise, donate your books and let someone else use them rather than resorting to the recycling bin.
Tell us why reducing and reusing are so much better than recycling.
So we've all learned the three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle. A lot of us just remember the recycle part because that's really been the emphasis for a long time. But reusing and reducing are so much more important because we avoid all of the extraction that happens in order to make those products. So extraction meaning extraction of petroleum to make plastic, extraction of bauxite or to make aluminum. And that's really harmful. And the whole recycling process really takes a whole lot of greenhouse gases as far as the collection and the sorting and the processing and the transport. So we can avoid all that by reducing, and reusing to begin with. So one big take home, I am a bit of a downer as far as a lot of these things not being recyclable, but one thing we can do is reduce as much as we can. So, you know, things like bringing your own bag to the store and expanding beyond that to bring your own coffee mug, bring your own water bottle, bring your own utensils. Utensils are a big thing that are not recyclable because of their shape and because of the type of resin they're generally made out of.
So that means I get points for keeping silverware at the office?
Yes, major points. I've worked in quite a few corporate law firms, and I can't tell you how many people will go to the corporate cafeteria and use a new plastic fork for each meal. So that's a big thing that you can do, keeping a metal or a reusable utensils at your desk.
Now, do you think with so many people who have been working from home from this past year, that's something that maybe doesn't come into play because they're not in the office using the paper coffee cups or the styrofoam cups, God forbid, or the plastic utensils mm-hmm. every day? Do you think that's something that it's a habit that they'll just revert to when they're right back in the office? Or maybe being at home and using their own stuff, they'll realize they've had less of an impact?
I would like to think so, that people would bring their or use their own coffee mugs, use their own silverware more. But I think that it's really part of our culture that we're really getting so many of these single-use things. So I'm hoping that with the book, with realizing that a lot of this stuff is not recyclable, will help shift that mindset a little bit. And one other thing during the pandemic is that we've really seen so much more takeout and delivery food. And so a lot of those come kind of automatically at this point with single-use utensils. And so that's something that should be more easily avoidable. A lot of the time, even if you ask for no utensils, you'll get them anyway. And so trying to shift away from that as well, especially when people are at home and have their own utensils available.
Do you think that if everybody were to just take this one step to trying to reduce the amount of single-use plastic in their lives, that we could clean up the planet and could clean up all the plastic that's out there?
Yeah, I'd say I'm a downer as far as some of the information that I'm communicating. But I would say I'm optimistic that we can fix this. You know, I've spent the last 15 years researching plastics and recycling, going to conferences, webinars, recycling tours. And, you know, I've learned what we can do to make this work, to make recycling more effective, to source reduce, and to work. And I work on policies. I'm an attorney at the Surfrider Foundation, and I spend my time working on plastics reduction policies. So I'm optimistic that we can make a difference through individual actions, through people bringing their own everything, and making the different decisions at the supermarket when purchasing products and packaging, and through policy. So I've worked on the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act at the federal level, and that's really looking at plastics comprehensively through the whole life cycle to reduce plastics and everything that comes along with them, all the emissions and impacts.
I have to say, I think we all have our jobs cut out for us, but I think if people can walk away from this interview and from reading your book knowing that their individual actions can make a difference, I think that will lead us to a better planet. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. And like I said, I'm optimistic that we can do it.
We've been talking with Jenny Romer. The book is Can I Recycle This? A Guide to Better Recycling and How to Reduce Single-Use Plastics. Thank you for your time today and happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.